Beloved radio friends, once again we greet you in the worthy and the precious name of our beloved and blessed Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We greatly feel honored that He permits us to represent Him and to come to you again with the Word of God before us. We have no apology to make for preaching the truth of the living God. We thank God for the Word, the Bible. We continue our study in the book of Exodus, whereby God's grace and the help of the Holy Spirit, we are seeking to learn lessons regarding the character of this world, which will soon be visited by divine judgments, very similarly, but even greater, than took place centuries ago in the land of Egypt, as we read in the early account of the book, the second book in the Bible, the book of Exodus. We once again turn to the third plague, reading of the plague of lice, or the plague of gnats, as indicated in chapter 8 and recorded in verses 16 through 19. Here are the words, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Say unto Aaron, Stretch out thy rod, and smite the dust of the land, that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod, and smote the dust of the earth, and it became lice in man, as well as in beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice upon man, and also upon beast. Then the magician said unto Pharaoh, This is the finger of God. And Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he hearkened not unto them as the Lord had said." May God once again bless and reveal to us through this precious portion of His Word the truth He would have us to know. May we repeat what we have stated in the preceding message. In the great system of Egyptian pantheism, the worship of all nature, they did not worship the Creator. Rather, they worshiped the creation, which the Creator Himself had made. And in their pantheism of that day, they even worshiped the black, fertile soil of the Nile Basin, and particularly held it as being sacred. They believed, as thus from the dusty soil of that delta life sprang, they believed that it was a life-giving power, and they worshipped it as a creator bringing forth life. They made an image of a man whom they called Seb, with the emblem of life-giving power upon it, represented by a bird upon his head. Now we have stated, and we repeat it, God's judgments was against not only the Egyptians, but the gods whom they worship. We have noted from the context of this plague the failure of the Egyptian scientists, the magicians, and all the mighty men of science in Egypt, the wise men of that great empire. They were baffled when they sought to repeat and imitate this miracle. We noted that the satanic power of the devil and all of his hosts is certainly limited. He is powerful, but he is not all-powerful. And the finger of God, which the wise men attributed this miracle to, the finger of God is greater. And thus they confessed they could not produce life out of dust. Now, what is the lesson that we can learn? And there is a deep lesson for us to learn. As God brought forth life from dust, and in a prolific manner, all the dust of the land of Egypt became lice, covering man and beast. I'm glad I wasn't living in that day and in that place. Now, may we be reminded, if you know your Bible, dust is the very beginning of man's existence. We read in Genesis 2 and verse 7 that God formed man out of the dust of the ground. We read in Genesis 18 and verse 27, when Abraham spoke in intercession before the living God, he remarked that he was but dust. And thus we may realize, where did man come from materially? His body came from dust. And may you remember, and may I remember also, that in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 19, when sin entered into the Garden of Eden and God pronounced judgment upon Adam and Eve, God declared, dust thou art, and to dust thou shalt return. My beloved, may I point out to you, your material body and mind sprang from dust. May I also emphasize, your material body and mind will return to dust. All you have to do is go to the cemetery. And were you and I able to excavate the graves, we would see the evidence that that body of corruption is returned to dust. But then on the other hand, though dust was the beginning of man's body, though dust is also the return of man's body to the earth, that is not the end of man. The Word of God teaches the doctrine of the resurrection, and man will return again from the dust to which he may have gone or to which he may yet go. God is the God of resurrection power who declares he will bring men out of the dust. The Lord Jesus in John chapter 5 and verse 28, he said, chapter 5 verse 28 declared these words, that all the dead shall hear his voice, marvel not at this, that all that are in the grave shall come forth, some to the resurrection of life and the others to the resurrection of damnation. And beloved, may I point out to you that this miracle in the land of Egypt, when God visited in judgment the land of Egypt for the worship of this God, reminds us that God is the God of not only creation, he is the God of resurrection. May I emphasize, my beloved radio friend, your history is not going to end with your earthly bodily death. When they put you in that casket, when I am placed in the grave, when anyone is placed in the realm of the dust of the earth and buried, may we repeat, that is not the end of any man's existence. Nor is it the last time the body of that person will be seen. Ah, let me remind you that when God in resurrection power brings out the body from the grave, it is going to be a body, human body, by his resurrection power, created in a moment and in the twinkling of an eye. May I point out these words of Hebrews chapter 9 and verse 27? It is appointed unto men once to die, but that's not the end. That is one divine appointment, but then there's another that follows. And after death, the judgment. For every one of us will stand before God. My beloved, may I remind you of the tremendous miracle that all the graves of the earth and the dust of all who have been buried, or if their bodies have been cast, their ashes have been thrown to the winds. May I remind you that the God of resurrection has power and will manifest that power to bring all the dead standing before him in resurrected bodies. Let me point out to you in Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6 that John by the Holy Spirit mentions that even at the end of what is called the Great Tribulation, the dead saints who have never been raised before will be brought out of the grave. May I remind you in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 15 through 18? The beloved Apostle Paul declares that the saints who have died at the coming of the Lord will be raised from their graves. And both saints that belong to the church and saints that have died before the church and even after the church is taken to heaven. During the great tribulation period, they may have died. God says, I'm going to bring them out of the graves. Then may I go even further? I would commend to you the reading of a solemn scripture, Revelation chapter 20, verses 11 through 15, which begins by declaring, I saw a great white throne, and one sat upon it, and before him were brought all the dead, both small and great. Beloved, I want to remind you, when you think of this miracle in the land of Egypt, will you please remember that the God of resurrection power who made man from at the beginning out of dust, he's going to bring man out of dust again, though his body has died and been in the grave, whether centuries or whether but a few moments. Such is God's condemnation of this poor world in which we live in. Man is but dust. The day of judgment will bring out all the dust. And may I remind you that those who are unsaved, in bodies, with spirit and soul reunited, will be cast into the lake of fire. If one is not saved, that will be the inevitable and the eternal judgment of God upon them. Now let's go back to the premise that we have taken at the beginning of our studies and mentioned again and again. From Galatians chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, our Lord Jesus Christ gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us out of this present evil world, according to the will of God, even our Father. My beloved radio friend, I want to ask you a question. Are you confident that if you die and your body is buried, you'll come out in resurrection glory to be with Christ? Or will you be brought out in resurrection power to stand before the great white throne and from thence judged and cast into the lake of fire? Father, we pray, solemnize thy truth to every heart and conscience to thy glory in Jesus' name. Amen.